The party of the summer is coming up live at the Vineyards. The countdown is on, and I am here with one of our food vendors who is going to be at live at the Vineyards, Blaine Begal, and he is with Adobo Food Truck. Thank you so much for being here this morning, Blaine.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this event. It's our second time being part of it, and I can't wait.
Like you said, you were at Live at the Vineyards last year. You have Adobo Food Truck. How do you get these recipes? Like, is this a family recipes or stuff of your own creation? Tell us a little bit about that.
Most of it comes from my passion for food and seeking out to, you know, understand my own culture and my cuisine that I grew up with, and to be able to make that, because it means a lot. It means a lot of value to me to be able to make these dishes and share with people. And so my love for food is really where it all starts. I just love eating and I love food, and to be able to dive into those experiences and share that with other people is what drives me to run Adobo Food Truck.
Okay, now how did you get started? Were you just at home one day saying, I should be out there, I need to be a food vendor? Or how did this, or did somebody tell you, you've got to put this food out, these dishes, this is great stuff? How did Adobo Food Truck come to be?
Adobo Food Truck came to be after I was working in corporate investments for about 5 years, burned out, and decided that life is short. I was in a motorcycle wreck in 2012, was hit head on, flew 40 feet, was amnesiac for 3 days, and then came out of it. But a lot of the effects afterwards and the experience really drove home how short life is. And so I left that job, cashed out my 401k. They didn't believe I was quitting, you know, to go start a food truck. So we had a severance package, and that went with some money from one of my good hometown friends, and we bought a food truck. So it was more of something where I decided to take a leap and left a very comfortable job with 401k benefits and all that to chase my dream, because I just felt, after that accident, I felt how short life was and lucky to be here, and I didn't want to spend any more time, you know, not doing something that made me happy. And so my love for food is unending, and people are hungry, and so I'm finding that this is a much better fit, you know, for me.
What's that saying? Do what you love and the money will follow. So it sounds like you're doing it, and hopefully the money is following you and you're making your way. How do you get out? Do you just go to like certain businesses and say you want to just park in their area and, you know, start serving? Or how do food trucks work exactly?
Yeah, so the food truck spectrum of business really starts out at the free things, the breweries, parking on the street, those kind of things. A lot of other options that are maybe a little bit better or somewhere around the same area cost 10-20%. And so as small business owners, that's generally more than is sustainable. So luckily we've been able to gain some popularity going through the brewery scene, going to different lunches, popping up downtown, and now with a little bit more awareness of the food we're providing, the services we provide, we're able to do mostly catering and for private parties, events, corporate events. And so that's where we're operating right now. We're doing great, and it's a really nice place to be. But I remember the first 2 years and going to those breweries late at night, getting out at 9, washing dishes till 11, restocking till midnight, and then getting up at 6, 7 a.m. the next day because you had a lunch service. It was really brutal. And so for all the food trucks out there, it's a very tough grind your first 2 years. Right now, we keep about 1 to 2 public or retail stops where people can come out and find us at a brewery, at a lunch or something like that. And then we spend a lot of our time doing caterings, private parties, and events that come to town, festivals and things like that.
So how long has Adobo Food Truck been around since you got your truck and you hit the road? How long has that been?
Yeah, so we bought the truck in July of 2016, and the infamous food truck Larry Perez scandal. We didn't receive a truck until a year later, but luckily did. There's a lot of people that were affected.
Could you educate our listeners and me? Because I'm like, what was that? I didn't hear about that.
There was a food truck builder that took a lot of money from a lot of people, never delivered food trucks, and scammed a lot of people out of their hard-earned money. Some people brought him as their equipment to sell so that they could build a food truck or go to their next one or, you know, a trailer. And I can name 10 people who were affected, you know, that I know personally. So we bought a truck from them in July of 2016 and didn't get a truck until July of 2017. After, a year of waiting, we had a truck built, and it was sold to a gentleman in Kansas for $20,000 more. right out from under us. I went there one day and there was a different logo on the truck. So it was a really crazy situation. But luckily, 1 year later, we spoke to some attorneys. We finally got a truck and then we hit the ground running. I was making green chili breakfast burritos, tacos, everything that I could think of, and just staying out on the street as much as I could. And so for those first, we started in July of 2017 and it was modest amount of revenue, but we were doubling our revenue every month going into the winter. And that first winter was really brutal, but I remember April 2018 and the sun was coming out and, you know, everything was turning green, and it's been a wonderful experience. We're going on our third year. And so that's probably my most proud aspect of all this, is being self-employed for 3 years.
Being your own boss, it has its advantages, huh?
It's wonderful. The buck stops with you, but you know, I'm able to run the business the way I feel is best, find efficiencies, you know, and take chances, you know, that often pay off.
My other question is, okay, you mentioned a dish earlier. You've mentioned some breakfast burritos, some tacos, different things. What is the dish that is maybe your favorite that you serve?
I would probably say my smoked carnitas, because it's a labor of love. It takes about 3 days to prepare. We smoke it for 18 to 24 hours. And we do it the hard way over log fire. So it's not a pellet driven. We don't get to walk away from it. We have to stay with it for 18 to 24 hours. And then we hand pull it. So each little morsel, you know, goes through somebody's hands. And then that goes into somebody's taco or rice bowl or whatever we serve it with. But it's a really unique dish in that it blends a lot of the cultures that I'm from. So lechon in the Philippines is smoked or fried pork belly. And in New Mexico or West Texas, where some of my family's from, smoking brisket or smoking pulled pork or things like that are done a certain way. And it turns out that there's a lot of similarities in, cooking over a coal or a wood fire. You know, in the Philippines, they use banana leaves. And here in the U.S., we use butcher's paper or something like that. But basically, smoked pork is synonymous throughout cultures. Right? And so the Filipino smoked pork is called lechon, and the American smoked is called, you know, pulled pork. The Latino is called carnitas. And so I really love finding dishes that are able to cross these different boundaries. And so we'll serve that carnitas meat in a taco that is with a salsa, you know, that's really, you know, Latino. But then we'll take that and I'll serve that with some more Filipino-style ingredients, like maybe some sautéed green onions and pineapple, you know, on top of that. And so it's really fun to just take things that are synonymous through cultures and go different directions with them. And the smoked carnitas is one of those that people love. It's the meat we used in Top Taco, in our taco for Top Taco last year, that won People's Choice for the best traditional taco. And all of my staff love eating it. I love eating it. It's a labor of love. It takes 3 full days to make. It's my favorite, probably.
Okay, you've got the taste buds going. You got my taste buds all ramped up. I'm sure people are listening, and they're like, "Where can I get this?" So, okay, is there a website address, phone number? How can they find Adobo Food Truck?
Yeah, so we put our schedule on the website at www.adobodenver.com. So that's ADOBO Denver.com. As well, we are putting together a meal preparation service. So folks who love our food can purchase maybe 5 meals a week, 15 meals a week of their favorite Adobo Food Truck dishes that we're going to make maybe in a little bit more healthy fashion. So instead of using canola oil, we'll be using coconut oil, you know, and focusing on clean, fresh, healthy meals. So we make our brewery, public lunch stops, all those kind of things available on the website. As well, we're putting together that meal preparation service. And then our smoked carnitas that I was talking about, as well as our hickory smoked brisket, our smoked pork belly, our chicken adobo, and all of our, you know, our best-selling dishes, we are now providing in a pickup service. So folks can order that on our website. Pick the day that they want to pick it up, and then we're going to have that ready for them at our location. It'll either be prepared warm for some dishes, or the meal prep will obviously be put together in individual dishes. Or for the smoked carnitas, we have it packaged and all portioned out so that if you have a party you need 100 tacos, that comes out to about 13 pounds of our smoked carnitas meat. And so we've done all the math and we put it into a pan for you, and then you're able to take that home and then just reheat that and then have your own party with your favorite, you know, smoked carnitas meat from maybe one of your favorite food trucks with your friends at your house. So We're trying to find ways to expand, to grow the business instead of having, you know, just the food truck where, you know, you're going to have to come find it, because the real estate market in Denver is difficult, and growing into a brick and mortar is very risky. So we're trying to find ways to grow the business and provide, you know, people access to some of our food in different ways.
Wow. Okay. It sounds like you guys have got a lot of different angles to be able to reach you. I mean, you got catering, you do delivery. I mean, you've got, you know, just the truck itself. So if you want to find out more information, Blaine, he gave the website address and...
So the phone number is 720-480-5898. And again, that website is adobodenver.com. You can also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all of those at the same handle, Adobo Denver, as well.
And make sure to check out Adobo Food Truck at Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 10th. Blaine, thanks so much for stopping by Kuvo.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Can't wait for the event.